Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Three receivers bunt to the left. Beck is looking that way. And still looking. Takes off running. Carson Beck with his legs puts Miami on top.
Why are you yelling? Turn the mic up and just speak to us like normal people would. Chris Fowler, Miami beats Ole Miss. Miami versus Oregon or Indiana. All right. For the national championship, when is that? Next week? Tonight is Oregon versus Indiana.
Right. I think that game is it next Monday?
Okay.
I'm guessing. But I feel like that's a...
Not against the NFL.
It's not against the NFL, and that's obviously a free night. So,
Sam, is he right? Next Monday?
Monday, January 19th.
All right.
19th.
Ooh.
Yeah, I guess that's next. That's a week from Monday.
Wow, okay. Yeah, we're that far.
Wow. When does next season start? March?
I believe it's in August with week zero, which I still can't figure out.
There isn't a week negative two yet?
Right.
Next year. Give it 5 years.
That's right. Week zero is that pre-Labor Day week, right? Is that what that is?
Before the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can we talk about something more important than this, though, please?
Before is going to be my email?
Yeah, we have to talk about your email.
Okay, wait.
It's been driving me crazy for days.
I know. I just want to say that when I have gone on trips, if I get there like early in the day on a vacation or something, I call that day zero because we're really not sort of planning anything yet. You're there sort of, mm-hmm. You have that time from when you land to, you know, when you sleep, that's day zero. So I've used that. I should have patented it. That's zero. But
too late now.
It's too late now.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Sam. Sam Paniadovich, everyone.
Chicken dinner.
Bulldog, we need to talk about Mike here. I know Mike is in the room, but we are doing this playoff fantasy team, which I like. And Mike obviously has a lot of irons in the fire on this. He's got several teams, and I'm happy to be one of the teams.
Uh-huh.
But he sent me a screenshot of our team, and he just happened to have his Gmail inbox in the screenshot with 853 unread emails.
Yeah. No, he's a psychopath. Yeah.
Who cares? Like, what do I have to do about that? Why do I need to... They're mostly useless. Like, what do you want me to do? Go through all these emails and just, like, delete them 860 times?
I think you can delete emails en masse. Like,
unread?
Yeah, I don't think
I know, but I'm not sure I want to do that.
Well, you're clearly not paying attention to these. If there's 867
multiple
of them.
Times a day, I delete new email that I know I don't need.
Okay.
But some, like the work schedule or my son's tournaments, different things, sort of like I let them sit as unread.
Yeah.
And then a day goes by and there's new ones. So it just sort of happens.
Sam, there are just very different kinds of people. I delete emails that I know I don't want the second they come in. Like, I will be here doing the show. I might even do it during a segment. I probably have done it while talking to you. I look at my phone. There's an email. Oh, that's the
wow. Way to lock in.
It's from LL Bean. Just get out of here. I don't need to know about your duck boots right now, LL Bean, or ever for that matter. I can't have unread texts, like any numbers on my phone, even on not the main. Like, four pages in is my Ticketmaster app. And if there's like a four there, I got to go in and see what's there and get it out of there. I don't like any numerals. Red numbers on my phone freak me out.
I deleted two emails while you were talking. I'm very quick to do this. I'll open up an email because I like to order things online like we all do. And I ordered a Bulls starter jacket about a week ago from Mitchell and Ness.
All right.
Nice.
It's a nice
and
piece.
I got it. I got it finally yesterday. It took about 5 or 6 days. But I've gotten an email from Mitchell and Ness, excuse me,
right.
every day, if not multiple times a day.
You need to unsubscribe that.
I unsubscribed just now. I'm not even kidding.
Right. Yeah, I do this with companies I use. I like shoes and some clothing from a company called Thursday Boot Company, and I will order stuff from them and then unsubscribe again just because I don't need to. I find my way to their stuff often enough. I never need it, but I like it, and I'll buy it. And, like, I don't need it in my inbox. Like, I'm going to find it other places, like Facebook or something. So, like, just get out of here.
All right, good for you two.
I don't need you parachuting in with more, hey, why don't you buy another pair of boots, Mr.
You guys,
Parker?
You guys think your life is less cluttered than I think my life is, and I just do not agree. The number means nothing to me.
My wife is one of these people. Like she's like Mike. She's probably got I don't even know. I mean I don't make a habit to look at her phone, but I'm almost sure she's got like just stuff everywhere. Like, and I don't know. Does this correlate, Sam? Are you someone who pays attention to making sure your devices are charged? Like before you're going to leave the house?
100% charged?
Yeah, like just like plug it in if you're just sitting around and even if you're using it, you're near a cord. Because we have two kids. One is like my wife, the older boy. We're like, I'm at 2%. I need to plug in. I'm like, none of my stuff is ever at 2%. How do you get to 2%? Unless I'm on a safari in Africa, I'm never going to be at 2%. But my wife and older son are like this. The younger boy and me are like, plug it in.
Sam, good for you, Sam, calling in, spending this time with us.
This is more fun than me talking about my crippling Bills anxiety that is not being helped by the local Buffalonians all asking if we're going to hedge on Sunday. No, we're not. But let's see. I am at 50% right now. I need to charge this, though, because I'm going out to the bar to watch my Ducks tonight.
Oh, there you go.
Your Ducks.
Yeah, tonight they're my Ducks. You guys, we've had a pretty good football season on the show, and then I give like one bet or two bets a week. And I remember I talked about betting Indiana against Oregon the first matchup when Indiana was getting 7 points at Oregon. And then we talked about Indiana against Ohio State when Indiana was the underdog. Now everybody loves Indiana. And because Indiana pounded Alabama 38-3, nobody thinks they can be stopped now. And I mean, we had a guy at the house today. We got an issue with the washer, right? And he knows what I do. He's been here before. And he goes, you know, man, I really like Indiana tonight. I'm like, all right, they're losing. Like, everybody's on
the
Indiana.
Washing machine guy thinks Indiana's going to win. Get out.
I'm fading the appliance guy to the moon tonight. But in all reality, like, I talk to a lot of guys that book in Vegas and take big bets. And the big bets are all on Oregon. But the ticket count is 4-1 Indiana. So every 5 people that come to the counter or log into the app, 4 of them are betting Indiana, 1 is on Oregon, yet the line is moving to the Ducks. You know what that means.
We had this with a Bills-Jets game this year. Joe brought it up where most of the tickets were on the Jets and the money was on the Bills or vice versa or something, and it wasn't even a close game.
Week 2, yeah.
Maybe.
Well, that's what happened with Indiana and Alabama. Everybody was looking at, oh, my God, Alabama's getting a touchdown against Indiana. Fire! And that game was an ass-whooping.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't even close. And here's the cherry on top. All of those people are like, oh, I'm on Indiana now. Like, when you're late to the party, Bulldog, you know this, it's the worst to be late to the party.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be late.
No, you don't want to walk into the party at 1 a.m. You want to set the tone for the party.
Yeah.
You just hope that there are some artichokes left when you get there.
And Lord knows what else.
Sam, what's your favorite wild card weekend bet?
+3
Pittsburgh +3.
Yes.
All right. Joe, too. Joe's on Pittsburgh, too.
I'm going on Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yes, I am. I know.
Is this what is this Pittsburgh-Houston game in the context of the last point? Is this a game where isn't Pittsburgh sort of the public? Oh well, Monday night, black and gold, Aaron Rodgers. Who are the Texans? C.J. Stroud. Isn't that sort of going to seem obvious? But maybe I'm wrong on that.
I have an email from BetMGM that says 83% of the tickets are on the Texans -3.
Okay. So, you have Patrick.
So no on that then.
you've had Patrick Everson on, right?
Emphatically.
He had a tweet about how when it's three, it's Houston, and when it's 3.5, it's Pittsburgh. And can you still find 3.5?
3.5 is gone. Let me counter with this. So on the last Chicken Dinner, we actually had Everson and John Murray on, who directs the book at the Westgate, the old Las Vegas Hilton. And he said their best player took Pittsburgh at 3.5 and 3. And, Patrick does a great job. But Patrick talks to a lot of the rec books on top of the Vegas books. And I remember him saying that, like, somebody at DraftKings or FanDuel told him that, like, it was split. But in the Vegas books, like, all the sharp bets are on the Steelers here. And Joe actually found this crazy stat that the Steelers are 23-1 all time on Monday. Now, that's not why we like it. That's just sort of a supplementary fact. But 23-1? That's insane.
They're 23-0 at home since 1991 on Monday night. Jeff Hostetler.
At home. Okay. That's what it was. Now, again, that's what we sort of drive at the very end of our point, like to put the oil in our hair and say, yeah, pay me $39.99 for my bet. but we like Pittsburgh. And there's a guy that you may have heard of. His name rhymes with Dilly Balters. He's on Pittsburgh, too. He's very, very good at gambling.
I'm thinking about that. Jeff Hostetler is the last road quarterback to win a Monday night game in Pittsburgh. 1991 for the Giants.
I bet you Jeff Hostetler has a clean inbox, Mike.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not worried about mine.
I did see a tweet that, listen, I love I'm on Pittsburgh too, but I saw something earlier, like the number of playoff games in a row, they have been down by 21 points or more in some insane number of playoff games in a row.
Also, the first quarter stat, they've lost in the playoffs six years in a row, and the cumulative score in the first quarter of those games was 73-0 against the Steelers.
Well, that's not great. Quick counter. They didn't have Aaron Rodgers, and they were probably, if we're going to go back to the last six Steeler games, I'm going to guess they were on the road for most of those.
Recently, for sure, yeah. Probably most, if not all.
Yeah, because Baltimore's been winning that division, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like the Steeler thing for me is more about Houston than it is Pittsburgh. I don't know that I trust that team offensively to go into...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Pittsburgh and score 27 points or 24 points.
But you were always so scared of Houston. And now, like, they're worse than the Steelers?
In Houston, and it's the defense. I think this could be a classic. This is like a Steelers-Ravens game to me. So getting 3 points. I think that's my thought.
And the law is that the Steelers will make every field goal and the Texans will miss every field goal.
Right.
So the weakest unit on the field might be the Houston offensive line. That's good news for Pittsburgh. And also think about it this way. Houston is going to be a very popular side, and all of these money line parlays that people are building starting tonight and going through Monday, because we got games Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, a lot of those parlays are going to end with Texans money line or Texans -3. So the books are definitely rooting against Houston here.
Unders are a big winner in the wild card round, traditionally. Is that how you're looking at the weekend overall, maybe? Or is there a total that – Jaguars is 52. That's a real number.
Yeah, I actually haven't played any totals. I know a guy that I respect who played under 46 and 45.5 in Green Bay, Chicago. That total's down to 44.5 now. There's going to be some wind and probably some snow in the forecast. And you know how that goes. Like, we'll see it on TV and people will go, oh no, and they'll bet more under and it'll keep going. So if there's going to be snow in the forecast, and I don't know the forecast, I mean, I know it's windy, like 30 miles an hour. I don't know about the snow, but people see snow on TV and lose their minds, even though wind is much more important than snow, because snow tends to make DBs and safeties slip.
Right.
And then guys are running wild, wide open. Wind is much worse for points than snow. But that's the biggest mover I see. You mentioned Buffalo, Jacksonville. That got bet up 51-52. And then I think a lot of people are shorting points in San Fran and Philly. That's from 46-44. But I only have two NFL bets that I really like. That's Pittsburgh +3 and, yeah, Buffalo at a pick 'em. Yeah, whatever. I mean, I literally got 8 DMs in the last 3 days from Buffalonians or Western New Yorkers, like in my mentions, that clearly have Bill's Super Bowl bets, and they're like, what do you think? Should we get out? I'm like, no, we're not getting out. Trevor Lawrence doesn't scare me. I'm sorry.
Do you have a favorite prop from the Bills game?
No, I don't. I'm so strapped on Bills. I just want to focus on them winning.
Okay.
Here's a prop though that I do like. In the Bears game, Manungai, the rookie running back, his prop is 42.5. If they do it right, he's gonna have 60 or 70 yards. The Packers are so bad against the inside runs, and that's what the Bears are very good at. We know Ben Johnson wants to run too. So Manungai to have at least 43 rushing yards is a really good look, I think.
We didn't roster him, did we?
We did not, but I hear we can change this by tomorrow, right?
Hey, Joe, I talked to Joe today, and he was big on the win, so we didn't get to Manungai either. But
I have a quick question because I just refreshed my screen. I'm not on the FanDuel app. I'm just on an NFL schedule page, but it has the lines. And while we were talking, I just refreshed, just for the hell of it. When did Philadelphia get to -6?
Today.
Wow, I missed that earlier.
That would have been today. To be honest with you, I was off the screen for about an hour. I can tell you exactly when it happened. At 2:59 Eastern, they did it again. So, Bulldog, this has been a bet that has been blasted all week, and there has not been resistance yet. This opened 3.5. They blasted 3.5 and 4. There was another move yesterday from 4.5 to 5.5, and now to 6 today. I imagine there's going to be some San Fran money at some point, but it hasn't appeared yet. I had a wise guy tell me that Philly has been kind of going through the motions and trying to get healthy, and he said, I love this quote. He goes, San Fran has scratched and clawed for every yard this season. And I'm like, wow, that's actually pretty accurate. Philly's just been trying to get healthy. Jalen Carter going to play, Lane Johnson going to play. And Seattle dominated San Fran in the trenches. Right. Well, Philly might be better in the trenches.
Thank you, Sam. Good luck.
Good luck. Go Bills. Go Bills.
Let's go, Sam. And good luck to us. Right. Sam Paniadovich, chicken dinner. Esteemed, longtime sports betting analyst, resides in the Boston area. Lives in a house built in the 1700s.
That's a scoreboard.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sam Monson coming up at 4. It is Football Friday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.